This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk Live, the live Thursday edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
Chris.
And Conan.
Yep, it's Ian's night off. We give him one night off a week, and that's Thursday night. And usually Daryl is sitting in this seat covering the Thursday night for me, so I'm covering the Thursday night for him.
And he's doing a class reunion thing. And I tell you what, man, if anyone was to go back to a class reunion, Daryl is like the guy. So he's lost all that weight.
Yep. Just ran for president.
I guess he still is. He's still going to be on the ballot.
Yeah, that's true.
So,
yeah.
I mean, you could go, hey, baby.
He's guess got what, his
guess,
lines
guess what I've been doing for the last 6 months, running for president.
Don't you think Brennan is running for president, if you're not one of the major candidates, just makes you look crazy?
I can see that.
Yes, I mean, yes and no. Yes and no. And a lot of the libertarian guys up there were kind of... They were a little vocal, a little wild, and by the way, one of them just found out today, Feldman passed away in his hotel. Was it the day or was it yesterday? Last afternoon.
I just heard about it today, so I don't know
Mark
details.
Feldman.
I guess we'll be finding out pretty soon what happened. Unless it's another one of those closed autopsies where the pillow over his face was nothing.
Come on,
please. He just called in like 2 weeks ago.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Young guy too.
Not old,
right.
By any stretch. I mean, he was white haired, but wasn't old. And we all get out of the same way, right? And all you can do is hope that it was quick. Godspeed, Mark Feldman. But
indeed,
it was sad. I was shocked when I heard it.
I was too.
Let's go to Tim calling in from Wyoming. Tim, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Mark, thanks for taking my call today.
Sure.
Good show. Now, you forgot to mention that Chuck Rangel actually was laughing at the reporter. He laughed. And if you listen to the audio of it, his laughter just basically tells you the whole thing, the whole story about how he really feels about the American public actually having firearms.
Right.
You're
right.
He thought the question was ludicrous. He's like, how can you even ask me that? Of course I need protection.
And he does. I don't dispute for a second that those in the seats of power need protection. But the idea that they dispute that we do is ridiculous.
Well, no,
I can't afford a guy to follow me around with a suit and a gun in his pocket.
But you can't. But you can't afford.
But I can afford a gun to protect me.
It simply says that your life does not have nearly the value of Charlie Rangel's life,
right? Because they only look at it in the value of human capital,
right?
And when the rulers look at you as what your value is to them. And they have 300 million of you. You're not valuable in and of yourself.
You're just another cow in a big field of milk cows.
But if you were Mark and somehow you possessed, let's say, 500,000 votes within your body,
I'd get real important quick.
You would. Especially if you lived in New York.
Yeah.
You'd have bulletproof glass in your SUV.
Absolutely. We got to protect Mark.
What I would do in that case is I'd move around from district to district. Every 2 years, I'd live in a different district, and I'd be voting the people that I didn't like out. I'd be targeting the next year, it's you, Chuck. You're coming down. So just to point out, because we didn't really place this here, Tim, I just want to make it clear. There was a article here that Congressman Charlie Rangel, this is from The Blaze, is the one we have it, but it's all over the place.
Right.
He was basically asked, hey, what do you think about folks owning guns? And he didn't come out and say that he doesn't think people should have guns, but there's a lot of people sitting on the floor of Congress right now saying you shouldn't have the kind of guns that we don't think you should have.
I have
black guns.
I have his exact quote. Law-abiding citizens shouldn't have to carry a gun.
Shouldn't have to carry a gun. That's
nice. And the reporter says, but you're protected by guns all over the place here at the Capitol. And Rangel responded, well, I think that's a little different. I think we deserve, I think we need to be protected down here. So he, like you said, Mark, he is a target. And he probably, there's some probably crazies. He's, you know, crazier than he is who might want to take him out. So yeah, I would want protectors around me, but why is he different than us little people?
Tim?
Oh, what I was going to say, I mean, as far as, you know, the article should have actually, and the Blaze is known for its conservative reporting, if you will, because it's owned by
Glenn Beck.
Glenn Beck, and I mean, he literally doesn't care about conservatism. It's all polished for him. He just wants to show off, and I think that's what it's all about for him. But
anyway, and the money.
The money too. The money and the fame and the weirdness that goes with it. I mean, I'm not going to go on about him, but the thing is, there should have been an actual whole paragraph of Rangel laughing before the next part of it.
Right, I agree.
Said, ha 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 ha.
Thanks for the call.
That would have been a good copy. I like
you,
that.
Dumb peasants. Who do you think you are?
We see this across the entire left spectrum, and the quote that when we were talking about this during break, Senator Gene Shaheen of New Hampshire came out and said, "quote I think people need to have their voices heard, and I've heard from people in New Hampshire is that they think that there's reasonable legislation that can pass, including things of looking at the type of weapons that are so easy for people to get. And the fact is, the AR-15, the gun that Mateen used,
is not true.
A weapon of war.
The AR-15 is not the gun that Mateen used.
Sig Sauer.
It was a Sig Sauer.
Exactly. But her statement was...
assault rifle.
Yeah. If you are buying or you own AR-15s, you are buying them to do, quote, bad things.
And so, Chris, my next question to Shaheen would be, well, then why are we equipping our peace officers with them? Why does every one of them have a rack of them in the back of their car?
Your standard patrol weapon. That's going to be in the it's going to be in the trunk, or it's going to be in a rack in the cruiser.
It's a good choice.
Why is Keane? But
I mean, I'm an H&K MP5 guy, but you know, nonetheless,
I don't disagree. I'm carrying an H&K with me right now.
It's cool. The AR is a fine weapon and not too high priced, especially, you know, Bushmaster or something like that.
Sure,
you can get a good weapon for a low price, and a handgun isn't always the right thing to handle a situation. Sometimes you need a long gun.
Oh, but handguns aren't dangerous, Mark. Oh, no, wait. No, more people are killed by handguns, something like 50 to 1 or 100 to 1, than versus specifically, quote-unquote, assault rifles.
Sure.
The numbers are so small compared to handguns.
Now, what a lot of people say is that that even though violent crime is going down dramatically, that mass shootings are going up. And that may very well be the case, and I think we should look at why that's occurring.
Yeah, what
are they?
Yeah, what drugs are they on? How long have they been working with the FBI? Are they FBI boys or girls?
Well, I mean,
I don't know. Like this guy, I think he's going to find it. I think that's exactly what happened in this particular... If we're talking about the Orlando shooting, I think the FBI were trailing this guy for quite some time, and he got out of hand. And now they're just utilizing this strategy and their tragedy, and they're taking it to
all kinds of theories, like that he's a jilted lover of somebody, he's doing for revenge. There's a second shooter stories. I don't know what the specifics are.
Yeah, and you can see each side of the equation are using it. They're translating it in their own. Like Glenn Beck is translating it one way. It's all about ISIS. Then you got the left who are translating it in as he was attacking the gay community.
I look at this and the claim that mass shootings are going up, and you have, I'm trying to remember the name of the website that tracks them.
Well,
quote unquote tracks them.
Yes. The difficulty is that what do they call a mass shooting?
Well,
sometimes they'll just call somebody pulling out a gun and firing one round.
Oh no, they've tried to address that.
More than two victims, and they don't have to be dead. It's just more than two people have been shot.
Exactly, and therein lies the problem, is we hear about these when they're large and they're tragic, and I get that. We should know that these horrible things occur.
What about the shooting in New York where the one guy shoots the other guy, the cops come and then like shoot six people? I mean, is that a mass shooting? The police did it.
Yeah, or you go to a case in South Central L.A. where two random gangs get into a shootout and four people are dead. that is considered a mass shooting the way they count. That's why you see these things like there's been one mass shooting a day for the last 1,000 days. War on drugs.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live. You got a solution to this?
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-958-5345. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-958-5345. That's 1-800-958-5345.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
DarkCityDefense.com was born in Black Mountain, at the foot of the Black Mountain Range in North Carolina. From the Dark City, as it's affectionately been named, we built an online firearms pro store that boasts a vast range of firearms, optics, and outdoor supplies. With aggressively low everyday pricing and a free gift pack with every firearms purchase, DarkCityDefense.com is committed to Tier 1 customer service and overcoming darkness by turning on the light of liberty. Find the light in our logo and find out more at DarkCityDefense.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Number is 855-450-3733. We're talking about, well, Charlie Rangel apparently doesn't think that you need a gun. And it looks like a lot of the Democrats don't think you need guns.
it seems like they're going after the concealed carry permit people, the people that are permitted to carry guns, when these aren't the ones that are generally doing the mass shootings. It happens. It certainly happens.
Sure.
But they're not the ones that are generally doing this stuff. So the idea that you're going after concealed carry permits when it's criminals that are committing the problem, it just, you know, the criminals are hard to stop. That's what everybody's talking about here. It's difficult to stop the criminals. It's a lot easier to go after the people that are willing to fill out your stupid invasive paperwork. I want to tell you about Vistaprint, the opportunity to get 500 business cards for just $9.99. Vistaprint guarantees you'll love their products every time, and if you don't, they'll make it right. So they have all different kinds of business cards there. They have upgrades and you know regular business cards, and you can get 500 for just $9.99. Their customer service is great, custom design services to help you design the perfect product for your business. Vistaprint's been great for Free Talk Live, and I want you to try them. So go to Vistaprint.com, and here's the special offer for listeners. 500 business cards for just $9.99. Use the code FTL. That's FTL is in Free Talk Live at checkout, and you save up to – it's a 50% savings over the regular price, so the site pricing. And the quality's great. They're easy to customize. You can't beat the price to just try 500 business cards for $10. Business cards are necessary, so we still use this technology. It's been around for a long time, but we use it. I've got to get them printed up. I'm going to Freedom Fest here in July. Got to have more business cards.
You know, I don't even know if you can compare these anti-Second Amendment progressives to, like, the teetotalers, who were, like, completely abstinent. They're like, get rid of it, all of it, and, you
right.
know.
Has no place in polite society.
Right. I mean, so... And here we have Rangel coming out and says, no, we still do need guns. The military, of course, that protects us from terrorists, and I need protection, and, you know, this president needs protection, and probably, you know, big corporate guys, movie stars, they need protection. So, I mean, you're always going to have people who are going to, security and police and military, who go out there and, you know, jump through the fiery hoops or whatever they have to in order to carry.
Well, I'm not convinced that the end game is just disarmament. I think the end game is identification. And I think that's more important to the powers that be. And that's why there's such a push on for, no, we have to have new, you know, more comprehensive background checks. And we need to know, you know, just like Connecticut and New York did, you know, register. You know, if you have these types of weapons, you have to register them and things like that. I really do believe that it is so much about control that they just want to know exactly who has them. And then what happens? Every gun owner who meets whatever criteria they come up with gets added to a new and improved terrorist watch list or whatever it is. It's going to have all the same due process as the existing terrorist watch list, which is zero. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You get added to it. You're not told you're on it. You don't know you're on it.
So you try to go buy a gun.
Right, go try to buy a gun or get on an airplane or something goes wrong in your state and suddenly you've got FBI agents at your door because you're on some list you didn't know you were on.
You don't think they are complete civilian disarmament like in some of the cities?
No. Let me be clear. I do believe that they do want that. But I think they feel, more importantly, that data is king. And just like supporting the NSA and supporting mass surveillance and everything like that, they're more interested in the data. Now, I could be wrong on that, but well, that's my own personal theory.
That's not what Rangel thinks. So Rangel says he denied knowing about a scandal involving bribes for concealed carry permits in New York City. However, when he heard of how difficult it was for New York City residents to acquire a concealed carry permit,
he thought it was a great
know that.
Idea.
Yeah,
right.
He said, responded, if it's difficult to get a concealed weapon permit, I'm glad to hear that. Pressed on the right of people living in his district to get a carry permit, Rangel reacted by stating, I wouldn't want them to have it. Law-abiding citizens shouldn't have to carry a gun.
You know what? But in a perfect society, they should not have to carry a gun.
His is one of the most dangerous districts in the House of Representatives.
Right.
He's got, like, does he actually, Washington Heights and stuff.
Yeah, does he actually live in that district, or has it been wrapped around in so many different directions that he is...
There's some wonderful spots up there in his district, yeah. There's no doubt about it, but, I mean, it's not... most of it isn't paradise, I can tell you that. The reporter pointed out that the armed U.S. Capitol Police inside the building, just a few feet away from the congressman, Rangel laughed and responded, well, that's a little different. I think we deserve that. We need protection down here. The people in Washington Heights don't need protection. The people in the Capitol do. This is what your rulers, the people that claim to rule you, this is the hubris. Rangel's no greenhorn here. He's not spring chicken. He's been doing this a long time.
Yeah, he knows what's up.
And
and I wouldn't say he claims to be the our rulers either. I would say that he knows that he is.
And while we're sitting here talking about Charlie Rangel's personal protection and how why does he get that? The bigger questions to me are why does the Department of Education need AR-15s?
Why does the IRS need AR-15s?
Do all these non-DOD departments in D.C. suddenly have SWAT teams? That's not suddenly. It's been building up for years.
They've got to collect the money.
But yeah, the Department of Education has a SWAT team. The IRS has its own SWAT team. Really? I mean, this is the kind of thing that should irritate people.
It should scare people. You should be not fearful, quaking in your boots.
No.
But you should be very wary and concerned that this 1984 is really growing to that point where the parasite is so big that before you know it, your kids are going to be ratting you out whenever you break a little law here or there, and you're going to be dragged off to the pens.
Was ratting you out? Was that a 1984 pun?
And yes, and Nazi children, whatever the Nazi youth thing, where they were ratting on their neighbors and their own parents.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking at a Washington Post map here of 50 years of mass shootings, and 50 years. I'm surprised it's so small, but fine. There's a lot concentrated, it seems, in the blue states. The places where it's a bit more difficult to get a gun. California's lousy with them. New York, man, there's a whole bunch of them. Florida and Texas don't have a small amount, but I'm looking at places that haven't had a mass shooting in 50 years. Places like Montana, North Dakota, South Dakota, Wyoming.
I have an idea.
Why do they need?
I have an idea.
Why does Washington D.C. need to tell these people in Montana, Wyoming, North Dakota, South Dakota, this huge area, that they can't have guns when nothing's happened there?
So there's an argument for why is the federal government dictating what all these other states who don't have problems and telling them how to do their business? And here's another way to look at it. Maybe Washington, D.C., you should stop what you're doing and look at these states who don't have a problem and see what they're doing right. And maybe take a clue. Maybe get a clue.
It looks like there's been a mass shooting in Washington, D.C. Yeah.
Yeah.
Go figure. That was the
Naval Yard.
Naval Yard a couple years ago.
That was it. The number's 855-450-3733. I'd love somebody to explain it to me. How are you going to get rid of the guns? Where are they going to go? What limitation do you want to have?
We're going to melt them down, Mark.
Yeah, not all 300 million of them, you're not.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live.
Number's 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. We're talking about these politicians, and they're on both sides of the aisle, that don't believe in your right to keep and bear arms. Now, they get kind of specific. They'll say, you know, they don't want these particular guns or those kind of guns. But it gets... They're not specific in the sense that they know what they're talking about. They just, at this point, it's the AR-15. That's the problem.
The scary AR-15s, the one with all the battle rattle black armor on them.
Well, an AR,
they all look that way.
Yeah, an AR-15 is great because it's a tinker toy. I mean, you can it's built to be changed and upgraded to suit different missions. That's the idea. You can change the hand grips. You can put lights on them. You can put a holographic sight on. You can do whatever you want. And that's why they're popular with militaries, too.
Yep. And a lot of people get out of the military. They want that thing that they trained on for so long. They like it. Yeah. And, you know, there's a lot of... The military's got half a million people in it. And how many veterans are there out there? There are millions of them.
And I guarantee, I mean, if there's any gun guys out there, they'll agree with me that the AR-15 is not the finest piece of equipment that was ever built. It has its flaws, but it is reasonably reliable. When you have problems, you know how to fix them because we were trained on that, you know, and it's like Mark said, it's affordable.
You know, there's another piece of equipment that kills a lot of people every year, and it's a car. And you have race cars, which probably kill even more people when you consider all the tragic
percentage.
They're fast, driving too fast, and you veer around that corner and you wrap yourself around that tree. But, I mean, you know what? They have a tendency to look really sporty, flashy, you know, with all the the accoutrements that make a race car a race car. I mean, maybe, I don't know, maybe we should just get rid of race cars. Well,
okay,
race
so car I control. Had a car that, I had a Celica, convertible Celica, mid-90s, late 90s Celica. And I really like this car.
Those it's, are sweet, too.
When I look back on cars that I've had, it's in my top two, I think. The 76 Eldorado convertible would be the other one. Now, the one of them looked slow and went fast, and the other one looked fast and went slow.
What was the difference? What was the eye-catching difference that led you to believe that one was slower and
Celica's had great styling back then.
It was a beautiful car, but I had just gotten rid of a BMW in which I had gotten like three tickets. I couldn't have the BMW. I put my foot in it too often. Yeah. It was just too much fun. So I got the Celica, which looked sporty, but drove like a bread truck. Right, it wouldn't go fast enough to have a problem, and I'm sure you could get it up there, but it didn't have the acceleration.
So what you're saying is some plane rifles out there just do a hell of a lot better job than
there are lots of great rifles out there that do the job that the AR-15 does, and it's just that people are scared of the looks,
mm-hmm. right. But you look at an M14, M14 was what we had before we had the M16. It's a very standard-looking rifle. It looks like a hunting rifle.
Yeah.
But, you got a box magazine, you get a lot of rounds, and it's more reliable.
Can you put a flashy scope on it?
Yeah, you could put a scope on it, but there's no place to, change out hand grips unless you buy a custom
stock.
There's
no rail to put lights and all this stuff on.
But it's going to take a life just like anything else. There's one aspect of this that we haven't touched on, and I feel like we're just picking on the Democrats.
No, it's...
But that is that we've got a number of Republicans out there, you guys, that are supposed to be all about the Second Amendment, who are waffling, who are saying, you know what, maybe we should come together at least on, making sure that background checks occur everywhere. And that basically says that, even if I sell something person to person, that now the federal government needs to get involved in it.
I was just listening to them on NPR the other night. They were talking about, hey, when these laws were written, there weren't very many backroom deals going on with guns.
Right.
But now with the internet, guns are being sold on the internet. It's the internet that's changed everything.
That is such a crock, too.
Right. Guns were being sold in the newspaper. Okay,
right.
I remember. Guns were being sold person to person. It wasn't. I suspect that the amount of transactions, because they're not tracked, were about the same.
You know where we used to be able to order them from? And I've got a couple of years on these guys. The Sears catalog.
Oh, sure.
So we always look forward to the Christmas Sears catalog. You go through, see what toys. But my favorite section was always to flip to the guns and see what 22s and shotguns you could order from Sears and get delivered in the mail.
I'm looking at these mass shootings here from the Washington Post, and I'm looking at their, they have little distinctions for each person and that sort of thing. And I think that's nice that we memorialize these people. But they're showing the weapons that were used, little silhouettes of each of the weapons that are used. And, the Bushmaster, the AR-15, it's showing up in here. It's certainly been used, but there's a heck of a lot more shotguns and handguns and things like that. Oh, here's an AR-15, but man, there's a 44 Anaconda, or maybe it's a Smith & Wesson. I'm not
right.
sure, but it's a big handgun.
Mark, they can't take them all from us at one time. They've got to systematically whittle away, and every generation who grows up not having one or the other is just not that they're not used to having those devices. There's going to be a generation that grows up that's not going to be used to having an AR-15.
Well, and it's also demonization. I mean, you demonize people with AR-15s. You can translate that very easily into demonizing people with pistols or shotguns or anything else, because why do you need this weapon of war? If it's not a weapon of war, why do you need this thing that can kill people?
Why do your police officers need a weapon of war?
That's not the question.
Or a Bearcat.
Why do Charlie Rangel's people need these guns? Why do they need them? The answer is because of people that came into that club, that guy that came in the club and shot the things up. If there was only one guy, I don't know.
Because of crazy people. And, right. And we'll probably find out more and more. Maybe there was some more guys, or maybe he had different motives that we don't know.
But we don't know how many people
he killed people.
And we don't know how many people the police killed in Orlando either.
Who were coming out of the bathroom.
Right.
Correct.
Yeah. The stories are out there. We just don't know. And do I think it's the shooter's fault? Sure, it's the shooter's fault. But we need to understand that
that he could have been bringing fertilizer and a storage truck to the same event.
But at the same time, people say, well, if you had civilians with guns, people might be caught in the crossfire. People were caught in the crossfire.
Right, every time.
You're trained professionals who waited 3 hours to come in there. They were caught in the crossfire. It happens all the time. I have story after story after story of these things happening.
And not necessarily SWAT teams, but, I mean, the statistic is that 80 to 85% of shots fired by police officers do not strike what they intended to shoot.
Isn't that amazing?
No, well, that's it's not. It's because I practice... Well, I try to practice things. Well, I don't only do handgun, but I do rifle. But I try to practice in stressful situations. And when you're training with a lot of people... Things can get stressful, and we try to introduce those sorts of things because, if people are shooting at you, your brain goes to mush, your hands feel like you're wearing Mickey Mouse gloves. This all just, everything goes out the window, so you try to do that. But it's insane to think that these things don't occur and that sometimes police are doing it to save lives, and I get that, but at least own it. Acknowledge it.
Yeah, to save their lives.
Well,
they're just spraying into the crowd, a lot of these people.
Well, you're killers maybe, but I don't think most police officers don't go in there spraying and praying.
I don't know.
I think they do want to do the right thing for the most part.
But it's hard to hit your target. I mean, it really, in these stressful situations, I'm giving the police the pass on this, but we need to understand that when people make the argument that you can't have civilians with guns in these stressful situations because they're liable to shoot somebody, the fact is that that's what the police do.
We're only talking
about people being able to protect themselves, and I'm not going to tell somebody, look, I've never been in a situation where a gun was going to make my life better. Not once have I ever been in that situation, thank God. But I'm not going to tell somebody who has been in a situation where a gun would have made their life better in that instant that they can't carry one. If you want to do that, we need to rewrite the Constitution. Repeal the Second Amendment?
There's an option. There's a way to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. The rules of the games say shall not be infringed. Any politician, any law enforcement officer that infringes somebody's right to keep and bear arms should be imprisoned immediately.
Right.
Agreed. And it doesn't.
But it's treason.
Regardless,
it's violation of the Constitution of the United States. I don't care what the law says.
Regardless, if they're on some no-flight list.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live. Is it free a country? Isn't it? Is the Constitution still the highest law of the land? Isn't it? 855-450-3733.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out adamandeve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type BABE33 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code BABE33. At adamandeve.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Katie
BodyArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? Katie offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4. And now introducing trauma pads. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KatieArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the foods your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
The final segment of this live edition of Free Talk Live. Might be able to still squeeze you in if you give us a call. The number's 855-450-3733. Or on Skype, the username is lrn.fm. Your choice. Again, it's 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
Chris. And Conan.
Just a real quick update on the Brexit. So the Brexiters were up about 150,000 votes a few minutes ago. Now it's about neck and neck. The big surprise is that Wales is voting for Brexit. Apparently, you know, there's different regions. Scotland wants to stay, and they could very well have another separation vote if Great Britain leaves the EU, because Scotland may want to go back into the EU. So it's all very interesting what's going on there in England right now.
I'm just pulling up the vote stats. Referendum right now with 17.8% reporting, remain a member of the European Union, 50.9%. Leave the European Union, 49.1%. So that's a difference of, it's less than 100,000 people apart on 2.9 million, or excuse me, 3 million people voting.
I got to say that I don't feel that this should be a straight 50-50%, a 50-50 vote.
Yeah, it should be a super minority or a super majority.
You think the stays are going to way outnumber the Brexiters?
I don't know the answer to that. I don't know which way it's going to go. It seems to be very, very close. But is this the kind of thing you want to do with 50% plus one
right
person? And that seems wrong to me. I'm not a big believer in democracy generally, but geez.
But I kind of see your point, though. I mean, it is one of those things that you would think that it would require more than a majority, a substantial number of people.
I agree. Vote. Something this big. I mean, this is their livelihood. This is a lot of their money. It's going into this into Brussels, and these people are making decisions on their behalf, and they can't even elect these knuckleheads.
And a lot of money.
A lot of money.
Oh, yeah. A lot of money is going into the EU.
And they're sending a little bit of it back, but they're sending it to their favorites, their performing arts and their academies and whatnot, but not to the people, not to the little man.
That's
the slave, taking it back to the slave.
And you don't get to vote on who goes to the EU. I mean, they're just it's a completely unelected bureaucracy that sits above these states. I don't know. It's
I was really had my fingers crossed and hoping that this would be a big game changer, but I don't. I think the Stayers are going to lead and they're going to win. And they're going to win by a landslide.
The Stayers are going to win by a landslide.
20%.
It doesn't look like it.
That's because it's only 17% in right now.
Well, generally you. I don't think it's going to be that that far off. Let's go to Patrick calling in from Arizona. Patrick, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey guys, I was listening earlier. You know, being in law enforcement, there has been an extreme a lot of retraining in officers in the use of force, like we were talking about a week ago. And the one thing they are talking about, and this has really been a big issue about, is making sure that these officers know what's behind their targets and the people they're shooting.
That's important.
I mean, yeah, well, you were talking of shooting into crowds. In fact, they just, it was a 40-hour class. I was helping teach to some of the younger ones and stuff because they get so gung-ho. And a lot of veterans coming home and everything, telling them, you're not fighting a war right now. You're merely, like I say, keeping the peace. And there is a lot of it going on training-wise. And they are pulling officers out that they feel are too aggressive and putting them behind desks and stuff. It's actually nice, especially for our senior officers that, you know, we worry about these things because it's weird. When you go out on a call and you know somebody that is a little bit more aggressive in front of you, you know, I have to go home at night. I tell my wife every morning I love her and just, you know, do a Hail Mary before I go to work. But you're right, you know, in what these crowd controls, there's so much there's so much stuff out there that is designed not to kill somebody. It can still hurt somebody.
Sure.
They don't. Sometimes, you know, it's sad. I mean, you get to some of the bigger cities, you hear these officers, because I live in a rural area, they get in here because they don't make that much money, but they get through the academies and everything. Oh, I'm going to go to the city and do all this and do all that. And you just sort of feel sorry for the senior officers out there going, oh, my God, here comes another one.
Right. And I think there's a couple things. I mean, and we were sort of talking on the break about shooting under stress and things like that. And even though everybody knows that one of the, you know, the core parts of firearm safety is know what is in front of and behind your target, that in moments of stress, people lose track of that. And that's why you do need things like active shooter training. And I, you know, the police or whoever protects the peace will always need those sorts of skills. And it's not something that just comes natural. You throw a gun in somebody's hand and say, here, go do that.
Do you know only about 5% of the people that actually get into law enforcement actually survive more than 5 years in it?
Really?
What
happens to them?
Say that again. 5% actually survive the first 5 years?
By survive, he means continue to do the job.
Like you were talking about
okay, good.
You were talking about earlier, you know, people, like you say, they stress out. Divorce rates are high. People don't
drinking,
have
alcoholics.
Yeah. And
spousal abuse.
Yeah, beating their kids and their wife.
It happens.
That's a big thing. You know, if you have a domestic on your record, regardless of what it is, you can't be in law enforcement.
Period. Any state?
Any state, guys. I'm telling you right now, they do a full background check, and if that comes back with a domestic, you're immediately washed out from it. Doesn't mean you can't have a gun or you're not considered a felon, but you cannot be a law enforcement. That's one of the big questions that they're asking right now. That and also in corrections. Because corrections officers have the same rate as police officers.
Yep.
Yeah, it's they're stressful positions. I worked with correctional officers for many years, very closely, and I, you know, a lot of those guys are just crack, and it's sad to see. I don't particularly know why. Basically, all they were was bureaucrats. They didn't. They weren't dealing with stressful positions or anything like that. They weren't under fire or, you know, I don't know what it's like to be a law enforcement officer, but I got a really good idea of what it's like to be a correctional officer.
Right.
And it seems like one of the most boring things in the world to do. Every couple of hours you push a button and you do a lot of counting of bodies.
Right.
And sometimes these guys are just crack.
You know, you mentioned earlier that you would say Hail Mary and kiss your wife goodbye for the evening because you just didn't know what was up. My big question. Andy Griffith. You know, how often do you think that he was going to work in the morning to go deal with his little urban, slow downtown urban lifestyle? You know, do you think that he was thinking that this was going to be his last day on Earth?
It's just TV, you know.
Yeah, it's just TV, but I mean, it's based on ideal life.
Right, but say a single police chief in a town of 300 people,
yeah.
Does he worry that day may be his last?
I really wish it was that last way, but, you know, you're hearing all these things, you get your normal website, you're hearing about this officer getting shot or this happening or this officer doing something stupid and everything. And then you ask yourself, well, what kind of reprisals are going to be on me today because I'm in the same uniform?
Right. And that's where I was getting at. It's back and forth. It's not just the criminals, but I mean, it's this war. You know, both sides are warring on each other, and they're up to their necks, fearful of who is going to get shot next.
Well, look, if I became the constable of my town, within a few weeks, I would be sort of upgraded from, you know, normal citizen to target mm-hmm. by a certain amount of people. You don't even have to do anything. It's just the fact that you put the badge on makes a certain amount of people angry. And I get why they're angry, right? Like, you've taken a side, and, you know, neither one of these sides necessarily is the good guys or the bad guys all the time. But you would, if I was that kind of target, I'm going to view the world different.
Well, maybe I'm thinking that maybe I'm going to the libertarian utopia. Maybe these law Petrus officers should not be targeting people who are not actually hurting other human beings. If they're smoking some weed or they're doing something to hurt themselves, maybe it's not such a big deal, and they should just go concentrate their time and energy on people who are actually real criminals.
It's a fantasy I look forward to. It's a fantasy I'm hoping for. The same world where people don't throw cigarette butts out of their car windows and start fires. Free Talk Live.
The cause of most of society's ills is neither malice nor negligence, but a mere superstition, an unquestioned assumption, which has been accepted on faith by nearly everyone of all ages, races, religions, education, and income levels. The Most Dangerous Superstition by Larkin Rose exposes the myths for what it is, showing how nearly everyone, as a result of one particular unquestioned assumption, is directly contributing to violence and oppression without even realizing it. Find The Most Dangerous Superstition on Amazon and LarkinRose.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless free market non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
I'm Jesse Gonzalez, Vice President of Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me in Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March Against Five premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.